If what's going to happen wasn't so comical, I'd think it tragic.
Gründlich durchgecheckt, steht sie da und wartet auf den Start. Alles klar, Experten streiten sich um ein paar Daten. Die Crew hat dann noch ein paar Fragen, doch der Countdown läuft.
3, 2, 1, record!
Recording.
Your Little League Podcast, episode 309er.
Pew pew!
I'm Matt Durson.
I'm Clay Inferno.
Wow, welcome back, Clay.
Oh, it's good to be back, my friend. Good to be back. Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, anytime. You can come on anytime.
Well, that's great. I saw Adam Manzik yesterday, and he said that he has news and he wants to come on again.
Wow, nobody's been on that many times.
Yeah, I know. He's like he's more of a regular guest than John is.
I know. It's true.
I said, yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it soon.
Yeah. Anytime you got new.
He's got a new movie and he is actually crowdfunding this one. And it's a bitch, he said. And I said, well, that's one of our favorite things to talk about.
Crowdfunding being a bitch?
Yeah.
I have to say, and this is not a knock on any, well, it probably will come off as that. But like after I did my Kickstarter, I always felt like, oh, I should support other people. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And you do. You share a lot of stuff.
I do. Like, share it, and then something like, you know, and I want to help. So, like, even though I usually give, like, a small pledge because I don't really have a lot of money, but, like, it's starting to get a little bit much, I have to say. Because I want to help, but I'm like, oh, my God, like, jeez.
I have, let's say, a small budget for Patreon that is, like, it's less than $25 a month that just gets billed to my Patreon. But what I do is that's not a lot of money, but like I split it up between different podcasts that I like and, you know, different musicians and things, you know, like I just say, I cap myself at a monthly, like I'm going to donate this money to stuff that I like. And then, sometimes I give a little bit more if I can, or if somebody's working on a special project or something like that. But Kickstarters, I kind of don't bother with those much anymore. I mostly give to Patreon.
Well, that's probably a good... The problem that I... And this is not, again, this is not a knock on anyone doing a Kickstarter. It's great. I did it. It's very helpful. You know, I mean, you
need... And even, like, you know, big creators do it. Like, right. Like Rucka, like Jimmy Palmiotti. Like, that's how they get a lot of their projects even done. You know,
yeah, they're creator-owned stuff, yeah.
And they're, like, famous professional comic book people.
Yeah, exactly. Here's my problem. I don't want any more stuff.
Or what? No, let's rephrase that. Here's one of my many problems.
That's one of... No, my... Well, the main one, really... Well, my main problem is I don't have any money. But the real problem is, like, it's great to donate, but it's, like... The rewards, you know what I mean? It's not like it's, I don't need more stuff. If it's a comic book and they give you a copy of the comic book, that's fine. You know, whatever. You get a copy. You get a signed copy of the comic book. All right, you know, good. But like some of this other stuff, like, you know, stickers and other little knickknacks that go along with it. And I appreciate that because I had to do it too. But I'm like, oh, I don't really want that stuff. You know, it's kind of weird. I'm like, and it's almost, and I also think sometimes like, oh, I feel bad. I don't want to make this person send me something.
Yeah.
Because that was another pain in the ass for me. It was delivering all these rewards.
This is more of a Patreon thing and maybe not like exactly related to what you were just saying. But a lot of times on Patreon, I'll donate just the money. And even if there is like a reward, unless it's like an extra podcast feed where I can get an extra podcast. If there's just donate the money and just send me money every month, I usually pick that one. Like, I usually don't pick, like, the send me a reward or send me an extra, like, song or whatever. I usually, unless it's an extra podcast, they'll usually, those are kind of like the after shows of the podcast. They, like, do their podcast and then they do, like, a little follow-up one for, like, 5 or 10 minutes. Like, I like listening to those. It's like behind-the-scenes kind of thing.
That's not going to take up room in your apartment, you know?
Yeah, right. But if it's, I don't know, a lot of times it's like, it's like, do you want to choose a reward or you just want to send us money? I'll just feel like, just take the money.
Kickstarter has that option as well, but yeah.
A lot of people don't pick that, though.
Right.
They probably were like, want at least... For comics and Kickstarter, all I want is a PDF. And that's usually pretty standard. But unless that, you know, they're printing them and they usually want to send you one out. But like, if there's like a lower tier, it's like donate $2 to Kickstarter, you'll get a PDF, or donate $5 and we'll send you a copy. Usually pick the PDF because that's just what I want. I wish I could just give $5 and get the PDF.
You can give however much you want. Yeah. And still get whatever reward you want, but it is easier, you know. I mean, they design it so that you click on this and you get it or whatever. I did a thing. Did I tell you this? I donated to a comic book Kickstarter that was selling ad space. Mm. So I put a Robin Hood ad in there.
There you go. That's very cross pollination.
Yeah, that was a good idea, but I don't know if anybody bought Robin Hood based on the fact that they saw that. Probably not, but that's it. It still looked cool, because then I was like, oh, now I want you to send me the copy of the comic, because I bought the ad.
Yeah, but, no, that was cool. You know what kind of...
I'm just saying, like, it's getting... For my own sake, I have to curb it a little bit, because I'm starting to get, like, you know, it's getting a little bit much.
Yeah.
No, and I feel bad saying that, because, like I said, I needed as much help as I could get.
Well, I feel bad saying that I give... $25, which really isn't that much, like, per month in Patreon, but then again,
that's kind of a lot, actually, for, you know what I mean, it means more to them than it does to you, that's for sure.
Yeah
like, you think it's not that much, but they're probably really grateful.
But I don't give $25 to one thing, like, it's almost like it's not this bad, but it's almost like I give a dollar to 25 things, you know, so it's more like five or six creators split up there, so.
Hey, you got the... It's all right. You have the giving spirit there.
I do. And very nice. Like I try to, you know, stuff like Word Balloon is one that I give money to. I give money to the iFanboy guys just because, you know, they've been around forever.
I'm just kidding.
The iFanboy one, they actually have a pretty cool, like, little community built around their patrons. It's kind of like the old iFanboy website, so that's where people are, like, talking about stuff. So I like that.
All right.
It's not like they're making millions of dollars making.
You can give. No, I know, but I mean, you can give to them. They were the inspiration, really, back when I was thinking about doing this.
And John Wordballoon. I mean, I give him money. I've been giving money to him for years. You know, so it's just how I do it.
That's how you do it.
It's how I do it.
Well,
in the hopes that someday somebody will feel the same way about us.
That's right. It's
like
karma.
A karma thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
which they won't.
No, they won't. But that's okay. You know what's? I'm not gonna mention any specifics. But I sometimes listen to other podcasts. Right? Have you ever heard this? Because there's so many more now. Everybody's got a podcast now. It's kind of like become, you know, redundant or whatever.
I know. Like we have a lot of them. 9 episodes of this ridiculous thing.
I know. God, some of these chumps will never get that high, though. Right? At least we did that.
Yeah.
Anyway, some of these podcasts, they just jump right in. They don't, like, there's no, you know, we do the music and the intro and the, you know, whatever. They're just, like, talking. It's almost like they were just talking, press record in the middle of a sentence. Or
it's like you turn on your car and the talk radio is already on.
Yeah, like, have you ever seen this? Because I've noticed it a few times.
There's one show that I listen to that's, like, a tech podcast, but they do that, like a cold start to it, but then like, after, like, 2 minutes of them talking and joking around, like, they do an intro and have music and stuff, so it's just kind of, like, that's just how they start it, but, yeah, I like that, how they do that, but I think that that's, a weird way to start a show.
It is, and I'm not saying, like, look at us, we're awesome, we have music and intros, but, like, I don't know, there's something kind of jarring about, like, oh, click something wrong, they're in the middle of a conversation here.
Yeah.
Although I did do that once when it was just me and John, and I think we were just already talking, so I was just like, well, forget it. I'm not going to stop this. But I did that as kind of a jokey thing.
Yeah, just let the tape run.
Yeah, just let it run. But it is funny how some people just, it's just like, what's happening? What are you talking about? But I guess in one hand, I mean, you click on the thing, you know what you're, you know that we're the League podcast, right? Because you clicked on us.
Yeah.
It's not like starting the car and the talk radio is on. You're like, what station is it?
But, unless there's maybe some people that do this insane thing, which is like, they start their podcast playlist like on random shuffle or something, and then just like, oh, these are my new podcasts, and just wow, listen to whatever one pops up. Like, that would be weird, but I bet people do that.
Oh, I bet.
Weird listening habits.
People have weird listening habits. That's true. I shouldn't criticize.
Like, I try to listen to all of, well, the ones that come out today. Like, I listen to like a lot of podcasts on Sundays while I'm like, you know, putting my laundry away or like whatever. I catch up on iFanboy and like a tech podcast, and then there's a news podcast I listen to. I like listen to a lot on Sunday.
Really? You listen to news podcasts?
It's not really a news podcast. It's Harry Shearer's podcast, The Show.
Oh. And
it's like, it's really funny. It's a really funny radio show that does cover the news. So that's kind of like my daily show. Or John, right. It's like another like John Oliver thing for me to listen to like once a week. Like, I can catch up on the news and be entertained at the same time.
Yeah, there you go. Well, speaking of news, let's talk about comic book news.
Okay. Well, I think that before you get into that, I think that we as Leak Podcast, even though we've moved servers from GoDaddy over to Squarespace, we've been happy with them for a while. I think that we need to refer to our original numbering. That's what I think we should do here at least.
But I think we always had original numbering, didn't we?
That's true.
Did we skip a number? We should. We should have gone back to one at some point.
We should have.
Like, hey, look at this new podcast.
And the only thing, like, when I was, like, re-uploading the archive, and I was like, oh, this project sucks. Like, there was definitely, like, missing episodes. So I just, there'll be, like, an episode up there that says, like, scene missing.
Right.
Like, League Podcast 112.
I might have some of them but it's probably not worth it.
I mean, if there's a Patreon demand for us to find those old episodes,
we don't have a Patreon.
I know, but if somebody's like, well, you know, I want to listen to all of the League podcasts, and I want to listen to a lot of the ones where all the audio is out of sync.
Yeah, those are the good old days.
Well, we can remaster them as a Patreon reward.
You
re-edit them and sync up the audio.
That's something that I want to do.
Yeah, oh, I know. I could tell. You're like, what are you doing today? Oh, I could go enjoy myself in the nice weather, or I could re-edit an audio file from 9 years ago.
Seriously. Almost. I mean, well, wait. I guess we started in 2009,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's getting there.
Yeah.
Getting up
oh my
there.
God.
Wow.
Well, anyway, yeah, but speaking of original numbering, this is what Marvel is planning to do.
I did see, you mentioned it to me just now before the show, but I noticed that, like, there was an ad in one of the comics I read today that was like, Ultimates 2, number 100, and I figured it was just kind of like a comment on how maybe there was like, if you added up all the Ultimates,
yeah, comics, they do that sometimes.
It would be like 100. So that's all I thought it was. But if there's more to it, you should tell me about it.
Well, they do sometimes just go like, oh, this is happens to be the 150th, you know, issue of, like, they just did it with Venom pretty recently.
Right. Yeah,
right.
It was a Venom one.
But they weren't like, but now no, it's Marvel Legacy. They're calling it, and it's a thing, and it's a lot of their regular books. Like, the next issue of, like, Hulk, for example, will be called, it'll be numbered Incredible Hulk 709.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's, I mean, on the one hand, it's great, because, I mean,
when
Legacy.
You just mentioned the Incredible Hulk, all I could think of was the cover of the Incredible Hulk from when we were growing up, where the Hulk was fighting Santa Claus.
I don't remember. Oh wait, I do remember that.
It was like around the time of like the Gray Hulk, like Peter David run.
Yeah, it wasn't Peter David, I don't think yet, but it was just before his run, I think. But yeah, no, okay, I do remember that. That was just a kind of a goofy fill-in issue, though. It wasn't like a.
No, he.
But he did. It did happen.
It did happen. It's canon.
It's canon. But anyway, yeah, so 709 for, and I guess like they're going to do it for Spider-Man and Avengers and, you know, like the big titles. So I don't remember what I was reading about it. Like Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man is going to be up to like 800 or something like that. So like, but at the same time, they're also trying to, they're doing like, they're trying to like double dip or something, because they're trying to do it so that like, no, new readers can jump on too, kind of a thing.
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, who cares about new readers, but... Sure. But anyway, I mean, I know they care about new readers, but like...
How is
I'm trying to find something online about it here, because... On the one hand, I'm like, yeah, whatever, you know, it's... I'm happy, but...
How does that bring on new readers?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what I read. Yeah, well. I think they finally realized that people, like real fans, like longtime fans, want to see it. It's almost like, you know what I mean? I've been reading it since, you know, like I was a little kid. I remember when Amazing Spider-Man was on like 250 or whatever, or 200.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want to have some satisfaction for that or something. You know what I mean?
Right. Like,
but I don't, yeah, I mean, as far as new readers, I don't know. But this is, I mean, you know, like, nerds like us were always annoyed when they would restart a book after, like, 20 issues. But I had kind of just gotten it, I had kind of just gotten used to it, and now they're going back.
I got a little distracted here. I looked up the Incredible Hulk number 378. That's a pretty high number, anyways.
That's the one where he fights Santa Claus?
Christmas Story, Rhino Plastered. So it wasn't really Santa Claus.
It was the Rhino.
He was the Rhino in a Santa Claus outfit.
Uh-huh.
All story by Peter David, art by Bill Jaskett and Jeff Albrecht. All during the Gray Hulk run, Reeves demanded the return of a certain villain. This issue delivers on that wish, the Incredible Hulk versus Santa Claus.
All right. That's, well, but he's the Rhino. He's not.
What on earth could possibly convince the Hulk and Rhino to stop fighting long enough to play Santa and Santa's helper for boys and girls?
Oh man, look at that. So does Hulk play Santa?
I think the Rhino was like, I don't remember the issue. I know I have it because I remember reading it, but the Rhino was like incognito as like Santa in the mall or something. And
Hulk
was in the mall. It was just like Elf. Have you seen Elf? That's what happened.
I have, yes.
It was Elf. They stole the story of Elf from this Hulk comic book.
Whoop. Sorry, that was an ad that popped up.
You're just reading a YouTube commentary about that.
You are, or I am?
You are.
Oh, stop this. I was just trying to find the numbers. Stop, DeVry University.
DeVry.
Sorry about that, guys. Well, guys.
It's just me, and there's no listener, so don't worry about these guys.
This is what happens. You try to bring the news to people. All right, do you want to hear a couple of these?
Yes, I do want to hear a couple of these.
If I can get back down here. Bleeding Cool. So we've got, like, Thor is going to be going to go up to 700. Just, boom, jump right up.
All right.
Now, there's a thing here in their solicitations for Falcon number one. Does that mean Captain America is not going to be... Falcon's not going to be Captain America anymore? I guess. Peter Parker, the Spectacular Spider-Man, which like just started, it's on like issue 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Is now going to be 297.
Well, okay.
Guardians 146. Invincible Iron Man 593. What else we got here? Doctor Strange number 381, Daredevil number 595.
Look at how close all of them are to the next.
I know. Milestone. I wonder if that's the reason they're doing this, because
it's gotta be.
Most of them, except for Hulk, are pretty close to like a milestone, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, even if it's close to 50, I would consider that, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, most of them...
What's the Hulk one?
709. That's not really close.
Yeah, it just missed it by 9 months. They were yeah. like, probably thought, damn it. I know. We thought of this earlier.
Yeah, so a lot of these are really high, though, and that's interesting. Yeah, well, and Punisher is at 218. That's not really close to anything, but...
Yeah, yes, but also, Punisher's weird because, like, early Punishers, there was, like, the miniseries, and then there was, like, a run of that Klaus Janson drew and stuff, like...
Right.
But before that, there was a Punisher magazine.
A war journal. There was like a Punisher war journal.
There was a Punisher magazine. There was like a bunch of short stories that were in stuff. So Punisher is pretty hard to number. But they're probably going off of the Punisher regular ongoing series in the 80s.
Right.
Like after the
Amazing series. Spider-Man will be at 789. So that's pretty close to 800.
Spider-Man? Crazy. I feel like we just had 700. But if they're double shipping, then I guess it's pretty good. Pretty good to get you
pretty,
that
year. Pretty good.
I mean, it was a couple years ago, but it was 700.
Right. Yeah, no, it was a couple years ago. So that's just some of the things. But yeah, so they're obviously, because they probably think that people would be more apt to buy, you know, oh, like, well, this is a milestone issue. I'll check it out.
Right.
You know, I'll check out Amazing Spider-Man number 800. Or even, like, if you bought them as a kid and then haven't bought them in a while, maybe you'd be like, oh, look, Amazing Spider-Man's up to 800. I'm going to check that out.
They'll stop at nothing with this. It's just, I don't know, it's just silly. Like, they're not going to stick to one thing. They're just going to... They're going to come up with new little marketing ploys every 6 months.
There's apparently no Fantastic Four, though, on the... What is Rachel doing out there?
Not surprised.
No Fantastic Four.
Did you see the ads for these Generations books as well?
And I bought the Hulk one this week.
Oh, there was a Hulk one. So what's the story with those?
It's just like a one-off kind of thing.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? They're doing Hulk, Thor, and Hawkeye, and I think Jean Grey.
Wolverine,
yeah. So in the Hulk one, Amadeus Cho, the now Hulk, totally awesome Hulk, is sent... Somehow they never explain why. Maybe eventually it will get explained. But he is sent like backwards in time, and he encounters Bruce Banner, Hulk, running away from like General Ross, like they had done, like they used to do in like the 70s and 80s. And he's just out in the desert, and the army's after him, and whatever. So like Bruce Banner, you know, eventually turns back into Bruce Banner. And Amadeus Cho, like, turns back at Amadeus Cho, and he's like, whoa, you can control your transformations? And he's like, yeah. But, anyway, he didn't want to tell, like, Bruce Banner that he's, like, dead in current timeline, but that's okay. So, anyways, they're like, at one point, Bruce Banner is, like, he has to go through like the garbage to find, because he's like, hey, let's go into that diner and get some food. And Bruce Banner's like, no, I can't be seen. I'm on the run. And he goes through like a dumpster to find something to eat. And Amadeus just like, dude, you can't live like this. That's gross.
Yeah. We're eating out of the dumpster, Bruce.
Yeah. He's like, I'll just hack into that ATM and we can get some money. He's like, no, you can't do that. So then like there is one cool thing about it. It's not that bad, but the one cool thing that I found about this was, it's like Bruce Banner, you know, becomes a Hulk when he gets angry. And it's kind of like almost like what he says in the Avengers where he says, I'm always angry. There's that kind of like, there's this hint that Bruce Banner is really fucked up in the head, right? Like, because his dad abused him and whatever. And like, he kind of is like always angry. And there's the idea that he thinks about what the Hulk does. And it just kind of makes him more angry. And so, like, that's, it kind of explains why the transformations could come like that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Because in, you know, if you became this giant, like, crazy monster whenever you got angry, you would, you know what I mean? You would be like, okay, don't be angry, okay. But, like, it kind of does explain after, like, 40 years of Marvel continuity, like, why he always became the Hulk. Just because he was always kind of angry, like he always, and it would make him more angry to think about becoming the Hulk, because he's like, "Oh, stupid Hulk!" And he would like,
"Yeah,
this is my bomb that did this and all that." Right. So, like, it kind of, I did like that aspect of it. But I will say the artwork was not really my favorite. Not great art.
Not your favorite?
No, not my favorite. It's a weird, it's not even, I don't know, it's like this weird, like, I don't know how to describe it. But whatever. And at the end, like, Amadeus Cho just, like, kind of, like, zip, goes back to his regular timeline. There's, like, no real explanation of what he was doing there. But, yeah. You know, I mean, it's a typical, like, Marvel team-up kind of thing, right, where they fight.
Yeah.
And then they team up, and then they, like, you know, okay, bye. You know.
Yeah, bye. See you in the future.
But I don't know. I might buy some of the other ones, depending on who the creative team is. Yeah, they're doing a bunch of them. We'll see.
Very well.
It is kind of funny that they have like Hawkeye and Hawkeye, though, because that was a thing anyway.
Yeah.
You know, Clint Barton and Kate Bishop have always teamed up.
It seems like the Wolverine one was like original Wolverine. That Wolverine is dead, so.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
That's what I'm saying.
But, yeah, the Generations, I think those are just one-offs, though. Those aren't really part of anything. So if you don't want to skip them, if you want to skip them, you're not going to, you know, miss
it. I'll probably read the Wolverine one.
Eh?
That would be cool.
And the Thor one might be good, because it looks like old school, like Walt Simonson Thor.
Nice.
And new, you know, Lady Thor. Who was probably, I don't know how much longer she's going to be around.
Right.
Got to be honest. Which is too bad, because it's cool, but yeah, how long can you carry this cancer thing? I don't know. Yeah. Oh, well.
Odinson,
yeah. But now we have another Thor. We have, like, badass Volstagg, who's, like, called the War Thor.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him.
You read that? Okay. You did read that.
I read the one that happened in. I don't know if I'm behind an episode, an issue or not.
I don't remember.
I could be.
Maybe there was another one after that. I think there was. I think there was one after that. But the next, like, storyline is called, like, the Death of the Mighty Thor or something. So I don't think they would kill her off, but she may have to like just not be Thor, right?
Right.
Oh, well.
Well, maybe they kill Jane Foster.
Maybe they do. I mean, that would be, I mean, they kill people all the time, so.
And Jason Aaron's run is supposed to be like one big long thing that they can print in like 3 or 4 omnibus like size. he said he has like a story from the beginning, his first Thor, to like the very very end, like it all, you know, any mini series or anything else, like all is one big story. So see what he's got. I want to talk about a book that I know you're not reading, but there was something very interesting in it, which was Spider-Man, which is the Miles Morales version, you know, Ultimate.
Oh, yes. Miles Morales, Spider-Man.
And since you guys did talk about Spider-Man, the movie, like,
yeah,
the Ned Leeds in the movie is basically Genki from Ultimate Spider-Man. Like, he's a character with a different name in the movie. Like, he's a fat kid that's his best friend. Like,
yeah,
that's... They just renamed him, but it's the same character, basically.
I wonder why they did that.
Well, that's an old... Ned Leeds is an old friend.
Oh, I know, yes. He was the original Hobgoblin.
Right, right, right. So who knows why they did it, but, you know, who cares? Because, they, like, you know, the movies are basically the ultimate versions of
right
stuff, you know, bring it in the modern age, which is cool. I'm completely cool with that. What's interesting about this is that Genki is telling Miles, basically, that Miles is getting all messed up and, like, injured from these big, huge fights he's getting in with Hammerhead and stuff. And Genki's like, I've been wanting to tell you this for a while, because he's his best friend. And he's just like, you're not really Spider-Man. It's almost like you're a good cover band version of Spider-Man. He's like,
oh, I see.
And this was, like, really good Bendis. Like, it was like, whoa, yeah, you really, like, flipped it around, and it makes you think for a while, because he's like,
if you're not good at Spider-Man.
If you had gotten bitten by a spider and got the spider powers, but there wasn't a Peter Parker Spider-Man beforehand, like, what do you think would have happened? Like, would you have become Spider-Man? Like, you became Spider-Man because there was already a Spider-Man before you. So, like,
right.
How do you be yourself? Or, like, what would have happened? And, like, he's like, you gotta stop being Spider-Man because you're gonna get killed. And you're gonna get hurt. Like, you're just a kid and you're getting beat up and you're all injured and your ribs are all messed up. And, like, you can, like, barely sleep at night because you're in so much pain. He's like, you have to stop being Spider-Man. You know, as a suggestion, you know, not that he's going to stop being Spider-Man, but he's like, you're a really good cover band version of Spider-Man. And I just thought that was really cool.
That is it's a great analogy there. Yeah. Like,
because what if happened?
You could be a good band, you know, like,
and play all the notes the exact same way.
Right.
You know, but like, you're not,
it's
not you. Spider-Man. You didn't write that music, you know, like, you didn't,
right,
you know,
if you just chose to be a good band, you could just be a good band, you know, like, if you were good, but maybe, like, I don't know, maybe you're right, yeah, like, if you just, yeah, like, going back in the Ultimate Universe, Peter Parker died, and Miles Morales said, well, the world needs a Spider-Man, or whatever, right, like,
right, and he also got spider powers, and he kind of has right. different, better powers than Peter does, but,
yeah,
so, but still based on Spider-Man's powers, the webbing,
yeah.
Spidey sense, all that. But yeah, like, take another hero and, like, replace him in there. Like, if you were born and you had the same powers as Superman, you know, would you try to be like Superman? Like, if you didn't know about Superman at all, like, what would you do if you could fly?
Yeah, would you fly around and stop bad guys, or would you just kind of be a dude?
Yeah, right. Just kind of be a dude that's, you know,
be a dude who happens to have powers.
This is more like how Mark Miller writes comic books, like with Huck and stuff. You know, like, if you,
right.
What if you just grow up this way? You know, so we'll see. I want to see where he takes this, because it really did make me think in a cool, like, Ultimate Spider-Man sort of way, like, where, you know. This is like Bendis's baby. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Bendis does have a way.
And I'm glad that, you know, we can still, you know, this is like, I wonder what number this would be. This would be like 350 Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Ultimate Universe is gone, but.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you know, if you were to renumber this, it would be like pretty high up.
And yeah, like, if you just took
to be able to do that is, I think, is really cool. To, like, really.
Yeah, it says 234.
Wow.
It'll be number 234.
How did you know that? Did you just look it up?
I just got it right here. I'm bleeding cool.
Nice.
I got a whole list of them here.
Oh, so they're gonna do that one too. So Spider-Man will be 230. If they're gonna call it Ultimate Spider-Man?
I think they're just gonna call it Spider-Man still, but they're gonna call it. Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Adjective list Spider-Man, which would be the Todd McFarlane.
Well, God, yeah. I hope they don't include that one. I assume that's the Ultimate numbering carried out.
Right, yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah, because around the time that it was, the Ultimate Universe was wrapping up, it was like 200
or so. Yeah. So here's, I mean, yeah, I kind of think that's cool. So, like, yeah, the only reason that Peter Parker decided to, like, fight crime was because of, you know, Uncle Ben.
Right.
Like, otherwise, he just would have been a dude, right? I mean, right. Like, he was doing the TV show thing and whatever. Like, he was wrestling with Crusher Hogan and all that stuff. But he wouldn't. The only reason he decided to use his powers to stop bad guys was because Uncle Ben died, right?
So, like, yeah.
Yeah.
And so if that didn't happen, but somehow Miles Morales 20 years later gets bit by a radioactive spider, you know, what does his suit look like? Like, what is
right?
What's his moral ground? Like, does he try to become an Avenger? You know, like all of that stuff.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Really good stuff. And I was like, after having not read comics in a while, to read this and to read, like, Jessica Jones this week, I was just like, wow, I'm glad I'm back into this.
Yeah.
And Defenders, too. All Bendis books, not intentionally talking about them just because they're Bendis books, but just because I think they're really good, you know? Like, they continue to be good stories.
Yeah, Jessica Jones is really good. I'm not caught up on Defenders. I've missed, I have some in my pile.
Well, I was sold because the Defenders issue number 3 has the Punisher shooting at Daredevil, Luke Cage, and Memphis is behind him. And I was like, oh, Punisher and Defenders? I'll take that, please. Thank you.
They were going right in with that Netflix thing. Although, I guess Punisher is not. I don't know if he's. Maybe he is in Defenders. I don't know.
But. Maybe he is. I mean, they'll probably. I think they'll sneak him in as a cameo, you know, to make everybody happy, like it. You know, the 10th episode or whatever. But
Defenders, he's definitely in that realm.
Yeah, Defenders is interesting because it does very much follow the Netflix series, but it's still supposed to be like in the 616. But they mention stuff that happens. There's a couple things about this. Like, the Defenders series has the Kristen Ritter version of Jessica Jones.
But right.
The Jessica Jones series doesn't. It has, like, the, you know, classic Gatos version.
Yeah.
But whatever. Who cares how she looks? But the thing is about the Defenders comic was, like, Luke Cage was like, you know, what's his name? It's not a rattlesnake.
Coulter? Oh, Cottonmouth.
Cottonmouth blew up my store with a missile, which is something that happened in Luke Cage, the TV show.
Yeah, and they very
maybe
much.
Maybe they had it happen in the comics, but I don't think they mentioned it really, so it's like it's very much goes along with what's happening.
Yeah, it's kind of neat that they're doing the, which is probably what they should do. I mean, that's probably what they should have been doing all along. But.
Yeah, it all sort of makes sense. I mean, except for that, like Daredevil has a stupid his current Daredevil outfit, which sucks.
It's they changed cool back.
Not as cool as the TV Daredevil outfit.
Daredevil went back to just all red.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, I wasn't even going to talk about this, but I kind of do want to talk about this, I guess, now that we're talking about Daredevil.
You should.
I don't think I talked about this before. But, so Daredevil, Matt Murdock has decided on this new way to go about imprisoning criminals. Because he's like, for decades, you know, basically, well, I mean, he didn't say decades, but for years, heroes have been, like, capturing bad guys, tying them up and dropping them off at the police station with, like, a little note that says, like, compliments of your friend in the neighborhood Spider-Man or whatever, right?
Yeah, and it's, like, weird that, like, Daredevil would write that.
Well, I know. Well, he doesn't write
that. He does. He writes that.
But you know what I mean? So, like, but then, like, there's no real evidence that they did anything, and then, like, he's this is what he's saying in the comments. Like, eventually they get off unless the police can find something on them that they did wrong. You know?
Now, have you been reading Daredevil?
What?
Have you been reading Daredevil this whole
time? Yeah, it's good. I like this part. Okay. I'm getting to it.
Very good.
So Daredevil says, like, you know what I mean? There's nobody to testify. There's nobody to make sure that these guys go to jail for what they did. You know, like, it's just, like, we just drop them off and hope that the police can handle it. And then, like, but if there's no evidence, there's nothing to try them on, really, because so he decides he's going to, because he's also Matt Murdock as, you know, district attorney, but he says, I'm going to call Daredevil to the stand.
Oh.
To testify against this criminal. And he said the only way it's going to work is if they don't make me reveal my identity. Because now no one knows he's Matt Murdock anymore. You remember that, right?
Right, right.
Okay. So he's like, it's a gamble. But if they let me do it, like, it can change the way, you know, we put away criminals. Like, if they actually let me do it. So it's kind of a neat little thing, like, on, like, yeah, because for years it is kind of silly to think that they've just been throwing these guys, you know, like, tying them up from a lamppost and being like, okay, hope you can figure it out, you know, like.
Yeah, right.
So in the last couple issues, like, we even had She-Hulk, because she's, like, a lawyer, you know, like,
yep,
helping them out and stuff like that. And it's pretty cool. Like, it's a good idea. I like when they try to fix things like that, you know, like I was just talking about with the Hulk a minute ago, like, why was he always a Hulk? Why wouldn't he just try not to get angry? But, like, you know, like, this is, like, a cool thing.
Well, also, like, I mean, like, how does he convince, like, the state to not have Daredevil, like, reveal his identity? Like, that's going to be the biggest challenge.
It's kind of some legal mumbo-jumbo.
About how, like,
some kind of precedent that you can be, like, if you were, okay, I think it's something like if you were, like, in witness protection program.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and you can testify, but they don't have to know who you are.
Right.
And, like, you kind of just have to take the judge's word that it's, person is what they say. So, like, yeah, and Daredevil is there. I mean, he goes to court dressed as Daredevil, does the, you know, I swear to tell the whole truth, and, of course, the defending attorney's like, well, you can't do this. And then, like, they cite some precedent that says, no, like, he should be allowed, and the judge just has to decide if he'll allow the witness, and eventually he does, and it's like, oh, cool.
So and what then, like, happens when Matt Murdock is the lawyer?
Well, like, he just, somebody else is taking that. You know what I mean? Like, so they're not seen in the same place, but nobody, at this point, no one suspects that they're the same.
Does he put Luke Cage in the Daredevil outfit?
No, he's Daredevil. He just has one of his other lawyer friends try the case.
Ah, I see.
As a district attorney, he can, like, hand out, like, you know, so you take this one, you take that one. So, yeah.
And wasn't that the big flip that he used to be a defense lawyer, but now he's, like, a prosecutor
for the state? Yeah, now
so it's all flipped around.
Yeah, exactly. So, good stuff.
Does he still have that weird sidekick and the invisibility cloak or whatever? What's going on over there at Daredevil?
That blind spot or whatever? No, that guy died.
Oh, okay.
He ended up being like a bad...
Did start getting back into Daredevil? Did they switch creative teams?
I don't remember. Come to think of it, I think it's still Soul, right?
Okay. Charles Soule, the guy that used to be a lawyer, or he still is a lawyer, and also cannot write a Star Wars comic to save his life.
Oh, I want to talk about this for a second. Wait a minute, no. So, did you get the new Darth Vader?
I did.
You didn't like it?
Not really.
I thought this one was okay. I started off. Remember the first issue? I kind of poo pooed.
Yeah, I did read it.
I poo-pooed. I thought this one was good. I thought this new issue was good, actually.
And he still doesn't have a lightsaber at the end.
No, he does. He takes that guy's lightsaber.
Oh, I see.
He doesn't use it because he has to corrupt it, apparently, or whatever. He has to make it his own. But I thought it was cool. That's okay. You don't have to like it. But I thought I didn't like the first couple issues, I'll admit. But I thought this one got better. So, like, yeah,
this was, like, the first comic I read this morning, so I kind of forgot about it. So, all
right.
Yeah, so I did like this episode, issue. Episode of our lives.
Of our lives.
So, I got kind of a little bit lost here, though, when they started to have, he's like, the Jedi is like, I got this. And he's, like, going after Darth Vader, and then the fight starts. And I couldn't follow the fight or why the city was, like, collapsing into the water.
Yeah, it looks like Darth...
what was happening there.
it looked like a couple things happened. So, like, Darth Vader, they were, well, first of all, they were about to, well, okay, let's go, like, the beginning, because this is, I thought this is cool. So the guy threw, like, force threw him, or whatever you call it, force push, I guess they call it. He pushed him off like a cliff, and Darth Vader landed in a pile of mush, and, like, he had his little robot helper guy, too, and he got thrown off. And, like, I thought that was kind of funny, because it's like, you have lost. Like, little robot guys, you suck, basically. And Darth Vader used that guy's, like, leg and stuff to repair the metal, oh, you know.
I see. I thought he was just force repairing himself.
Well, he did, but he used that guy's leg and that guy's, like, parts of that guy to do it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Because Darth Vader, of course, is more machine now than man.
Yes.
Twisted and evil. But anyway, so he comes back to normal. He's got, like, another leg and a... whatever. So, yeah, he goes to that guy, and they're fighting on top of, like, a dam. And then, like, this part was kind of random. These, like, cops-type guys show up, and they're like, hey, no fighting!
Yeah.
Basically. So Darth Vader, because he knows that the Jedi is a good guy, like, throws those guys off the dam. So the Jedi's like, no, wait, I'll save you. And he, like, uses the Force to hold them up. And meanwhile, while he's distracted doing that, Darth Vader goes, like, and he crushes the dam.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So, like, the dam explodes or whatever, and the water comes through. And then he pushes that guy. Oh, he actually lifts him up and chokes him. But yeah, before he drops him into the water, he takes his lightsaber.
It's like he drops him into the water, and then he's going to come out, and he's going to be the Joker.
Maybe. Yeah, that would be something, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Combining these universes.
Yeah, that would be cool. Just like in Suicide Squad, the movie.
Oh, jeez.
Trademark. 2016.
One of the worst movies ever. So, they did show him, like, breaking his neck, so I don't know if that's what's going to happen there. But, like, you know, he's probably dead, right? I mean, but you never know. But anyway, yeah, so, like, yeah, and then... But it's kind of weird, because they introduced all those other characters that were helping that Jedi out. It would seem kind of weird if they didn't go anywhere. You know what I mean? Like, it would seem kind of weird if that was just the end of them.
Right.
They'll have to be back, right? Because otherwise, what's the point? Unless, yeah, I don't know. But anyway, he did get the lightsaber, and that was the mission. So we'll have to see where he goes from here eventually. I guess it'll become, like, red, as they call it. Well, I always thought Darth Vader's lightsaber always looked a little pink to me.
It did.
Very strange. Anyway, I know what you're saying. Most of his Star Wars books are not that good. This particular
issue... It's growing on you.
Yeah, it's growing on me. Better, I mean, Darth Maul, he wrote that one too, right?
No, Colin Bunn is writing that.
Oh, alright. Well, I think that's over.
Did you read the last episode of issue of Our Lives of that?
Our Lives, yeah, right.
You did?
Yeah, I did. It was fine.
It was very Colin Bunn. It was like kind of very simplified. But it was cool because I liked how he was interacting with the Emperor at the end there.
Yeah, the Emperor knew.
Oh, you just he got a little bit of that Sith in you. Emperor's like, do you have any Sith in you? He's like, no. He's like, do you want some? Like, that's a weird thing to say.
Yeah, that is weird. Well, I thought it was funny. He's like, you know I went and did all that? He's like, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, that's what we like around here.
He's like, yeah, that's what Siths do. We disobey.
That's what we do. You did it.
We create havoc.
Let's go have some ice cream.
I thought it was cool. Him and the Padawan were, like, teaming up a little bit, and then they were fighting, and yeah. But I think they're moving on to there was an ad in the back of that said, next issue, Mace Windu.
Windu.
So they're doing a Mace Windu book instead of Darth Maul? I don't know.
Well, yeah, this one's over. This is done. So there was only five of these. Mace Windu. I don't understand how Nick Fury Jr. could also be in this Mace Windu book. We'll see how they tie that in.
And Nick, Ultimate Nick Fury, who I guess he's probably not around anymore.
Right.
He's probably not.
Right.
Because Nick... Wait, is he... What happened? When they combine the Ultimate Universe and the regular... 616. What happened to Nick Fury? What happened to Black Nick Fury?
I think he's in space.
Oh, all right. What happened to White Nick Fury?
Space. One of them is in space. One of them is space. Is in space, and I forget which one. I'm gonna go with Hasselhoff is in space. That's who's in space.
He's the best Nick Fury.
Yeah.
Out of all the Nick Furies, he's the Nick Fury.
The never Nick Furied. Or Nick Jr.
What else did I read Robotech. I don't know why.
Why? Because
I don't know why.
I don't know anything about this, that it even came out, but let me ask you this question. Was there an Alex Ross cover?
No. There were about a million covers, and I don't think Alex Ross did any of them.
Oh, really? I'm surprised.
Yeah. Unless that was one of the ones that would cost like $50 or something, you know, which I wouldn't buy anyway. I'm not really. You know what's funny is it had that kind of. So if you didn't know, Robotech, the American version of Robotech, which is, I guess, the only version there is.
I don't really know anything about Robotech.
So Robotech was some guy. I don't know his name, but like. Was sort of given this task of like getting up to date, you know, like they got some great cartoons over there, so we want them over here. So what he did was take three different Japanese cartoons and just edit them together to make Robotech.
Oh, I see.
So, which is kind of cool in a way, but like, you know, the dialogue is pretty choppy and whatever, and like this comic book kind of reads like that. It kind of reads like somebody combined three different shows into one. But, I mean, you know, whatever. Writing is not that great. The art is cool. The ships are cool. I don't know. I mean, I probably won't buy anymore. But I figured I'd give it a try. I never watched that much of it. I watched a little bit of Robotech, but I think we were slightly, like, right out of the demographic for that. Like, I remember Yo watched, and he really liked Robotech, and he's like, 3 or 4 years younger than us, so you know what I mean? We might have been just out of the reach of that.
Yeah. It's like Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Not really bag.
Yeah, never, not me neither. But, yeah. You can skip that one. I don't know what else. There was definitely stuff that I haven't read yet.
Yeah, me too. But, there was a Flash and that I did read, and I read some Star Trek comics, and yeah, I need to catch up.
Do you see anything coming out of Comic-Con? Are you keeping up with all that? San Diego, I mean, of course.
No, I wasn't really keeping up with it, except for the they didn't really leak any trailers.
Yeah, there were tons of trailers. What are you talking about?
Well, I didn't see anything new.
You didn't?
No. Tell me about them.
Oh. Well, I mean, they showed... I mean, we had a new Thor trailer. We had a new Justice League trailer. We had a...
Oh, the new Thor trailer I did see, and it looked amazing.
I know, doesn't it? Look, I mean, what the... It looks so different than any other...
Yeah.
Well, any other Marvel movie, really, I guess. But I love the fact when he's talking to Bruce Banner. He's like, "Oh, we fought." He's like, "Did I win?" He's like,
"Yes."
He says, "No, you know, I won handily." But yeah, I don't know. It looks really good. I don't know. Justice League looks okay. There is one funny line when the guy, what's his name, Cyborg, like takes over the Batmobile or whatever, and he's like, "Don't worry, Alfred, I got this." And Alfred's like, "Do I know you?" But mostly, it's kind of just more of the same. Like, superhero landings and flying around, you know, that kind of stuff. And then, of course, there's, like, the mysterious, like, oh, who is he talking to? Is it Superman? Like, whatever. Of course it's fucking Superman. Like, what do you...
Of course it's fucking Superman.
I mean, they're gonna make a goddamn Justice League movie without Superman?
Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna try to keep that secret because he died at the end of the last one. We don't want anyone to know.
I keep hearing about Superman's mustache.
Yeah, what was that about? What so, you explain
I know because Mr. Sunday Movies was so kind enough to explain. So you know how he does Henry Cavill does Man from U.N.C.L.E. too?
Right.
Guy Ritchie movie. And they did a sequel for that, but he has a mustache in the Man from U.N.C.L.E. movie sequel, and they did reshoots on Justice League, but they couldn't have him shave his mustache, so they had to CGI out his mustache in the reshoots. Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah, it is. I mean, but it's also kind of like, I mean, we, you know, DC was trying to keep that secret, right? You know, they were trying to... Obviously, they were, Warner Brothers, I should say. Warner Brothers were trying to keep it a secret. Because he hasn't been in any of the trailers or anything, but he's obviously in the movie.
Yeah.
And now we know he's in the movie.
I hope he doesn't have a stupid black costume.
Oh, is it? Why would they? No, they wouldn't do that, would they?
Like a reborn, like...
What about the red S, which stands for hope, and all that bullshit?
On my planet, it's just an S.
Oh, right. Well, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah, it's just funny that they had to do that.
Yeah, I know. CG out a mustache.
I don't even know if that Man from U.N.C.L.E. movie... You're good at looking up how a movie did. How did that Man from U.N.C.L.E. movie do?
Let me find out for you here, young man.
I really liked that movie. It was awesome.
You did?
Yeah.
You're not being facetious?
I'm not being facetious. I thought it was great.
You liked Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
He was awesome in it. He was like 60s spy. This morning I started watching Steve Carell and Get Smart.
Oh, yeah. I watched some of that one. Let's see here. Trivia quotes. Where's like the usually a box office.
Like, I wonder why they think they can make a sequel of that movie. Like, did it make enough money? You know, like
made $45 million.
All right, is that good?
That's U.S. It probably made $1 billion more overseas. I don't know. You know, that's all those movies do. I mean, they probably signed him up for like a couple movies anyway. I mean, $45 million is not really a lot of money in like this kind of a thing.
That's what I mean. It just doesn't seem like some people talk about it. Oh, and while we're in this world, I finally watched the Jason Bourne movie, the most recent one.
Oh yeah,
what a snooze fest! It was so boring. I couldn't believe how boring it was.
I never saw that.
I thought it was gonna be like, you know, I was like, cool, like.
Yeah, the reviews on that one weren't that good. Surprisingly,
I even liked the Hawkeye one, the Bourne Ultimatum, but this one
I never saw that one either.
This one was super boring.
Huh. All right.
Fair warning.
I will skip it. We saw Atomic Blonde.
Yeah,
that's pretty fun.
Good.
That was a good time.
Very
good. A little obvious considering there aren't that many. I mean, there are Hawkeye's in that. Well, not Hawkeye, I should say. Professor X is in that one.
He's
good, but like it's kind of obvious. Like, you know, it's one of those spy movies where everybody ends up turning on everybody eventually. So,
yeah.
Whatever. And you know that's going to happen because someone at the very early part, very early in the movie, says, "Don't trust anyone." You know what I mean? So, like, that's a total giveaway that everybody's going to end up, like, turning on everyone.
Yep.
That sentence has never been uttered when people just were on the same side all the time.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's got good music. A lot of 80s new wave because it took place, like, when the Berlin Wall was coming down.
Nice.
And it's a hot chick beating dudes up. Like, what's... Nothing wrong with that.
I did interview Anthony Johnston, the writer of the comic series, about his prequel to that.
Oh, The Coldest Day or something? It's called The Coldest War?
Night.
Night? Sorry. The
Coldest War.
Well, it was about the Cold War.
Well, it definitely wasn't called Atomic Blonde. He probably should have... They should probably release the comics as Atomic Blonde now.
Was it just a trade, or was it actual comics? I don't
know. It's like two trades worth of Oni Press stuff, so I think it probably did come out in issues.
Alright.
It's all black and white.
Alright.
Pretty cool, just like straight up spy espionage. I mean, this movie looks like it's like really super like action oriented.
Yeah, there's a lot of action in this.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. It's a good thing. It's you know, it's like James Bond, but even more action, and they actually show the nudity. You know, James Bond, he has a lot of sex, but they never show any nudity.
Yeah.
This one be a little nudity.
Nice.
But I forget what I was going to say. You know what's funny about, I was talking about this with someone the other day. And there's this great long action sequence, like on the stairs, very much like that one in Daredevil with the one shot, right? But it's not one shot, but they pretend it's one shot, and that's cool. And, you know, and it's great. It's great that like when you can pull it off, it looks really cool. But now I feel like every movie and TV show has one of these.
Right.
It's getting a little bit much.
Well, they're just stealing it from Daredevil.
Well, they did a great one on the first season of True Detective where Matthew McConaughey actually ran like all through the trailer park. It wasn't just like a staircase. And they did a cool one on Fargo where there wasn't much going on there. It was just Billy Bob Thornton killing people behind windows and you couldn't really see anything. But that was cool. They've done it. I mean, it can be really cool when it's done right, but then like now I feel like everybody does it. It's kind of like getting a little cliche.
Speaking of Marvel TV for a second, the first reviews of The Inhumans has come out, and they say it's the most terrible thing they've ever seen. Like, so bad. People are saying this is the worst they've ever done.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And who, I mean, again, who cares about The Inhumans? No one.
Yeah. Now I hope people care about them even less.
Yeah. So... Bye Agent Carter, which was a cool show. Hello, Inhumans, which isn't good. So
that's nobody likes. Yeah. I'm sick of the Inhumans. Like, I never cared about them, and now I actually think I hate them.
Yeah, good. You should.
Like, I'm tired of them. They're trying to make. Are they trying to make X-Men that they actually own? Is that why? Is that what's going on? I don't know, but it sucks.
I think so, but I mean, there's a huge difference between being born some way and then also, like, being affected by some mist. Like,
right.
Who cares?
But the characters just aren't as cool. Like,
no, they're not.
Anyway. The main guy can't even talk.
I know.
Right? Oh, well. Anyway, whatever. I hope it dies a quick death.
Yeah.
That's all I guess. There was something, I think they had a Punisher teaser for that series.
Nice.
The next Netflix, well, I don't know when it's coming out on Netflix, but
Defenders has got to be soon, right?
Yeah, that's this month.
Very well to that.
And then I don't know when they're doing Punisher, but it'll obviously be after that. But it's like a prequel. Like, he's not going to interact with any of the other guy. It's like, you know, that kind of deal. Out of the continuity.
Well, I hope they get into microchip. Sure, there's
other stuff in San Diego, but you know how that.
Well, we also have our own comic book convention coming up this week.
Yeah, I don't think I'm here. Sorry.
I will be.
But it should be good. Are you moderating anything this week? This year?
No, I'm simply going as a fan.
Wow. Well, that should be good. Yeah. You never get to go as a fan.
I know.
You're always working.
As a fan. I mean, I'm going under a press, but
right.
I'll do a little bit of coverage, but you know, it's not working yet.
I'll have to report back to us.
I will.
I won't be around next week to do a podcast. I assume you won't be around because you'll be at the con. But if you happen to talk to anybody and you record an interview or something like that,
that would
make a cool podcast.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
We will see. We will see.
All right. Very good. I don't want to interfere with your fanness.
Right.
So, and it'll be interesting. New venue this year.
Yep.
That's got to be an improvement.
Better, yeah, I think so. It might be too location. Big, but it's going to be an improvement.
Yeah.
So very well.
Very well. All right, Clay. Our short podcast that we
all right
we're going to do just lasted an hour, just like most of them do.
As predicted.
You're like, yeah, we'll just do a short one. I haven't read too many books. And here we go. Did the whole hour.
Very well. Yeah, don't edit in an intro this time. Just have us start talking.
That's right, I'll just start talking.
But actually, it would still be an intro if you included the 3-2-1 record in there. People would be like, yeah. Okay, I guess something's happening here.
No, I mean, even though like nobody cares, I like to find music, you know.
I care. I listen to all our episodes. I think they're all great. Right.
You listen to the very end?
Very end. I always have to. Yeah, see if I get the snap quote at the end or whatever.
The snap quote? Is that what that's called?
I just made that up.
I like that. We'll call it that. All right, the snap quote. I don't know. I usually try to get. I don't like to give it to myself. So unless I say something really funny.
You do say some funny things.
Oh, thanks, buddy. All right, well, check out League Podcast. Check around. Clay's gonna have some stuff up probably for Boston Comic Con.
That's true. So I'll see you on the show floor this weekend.
Very well. And check out Robinhood, robinhoodcomicbook.com if you want to read a cool comic book.
Yeah.
I put issue one up there for free. You can just read it. You can just read it you want.
First one's so, free, kids.
Yeah. I mean, for free. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Clay, welcome back.
Thanks, man. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye. Later, you folks. That's what I'm saying.